You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 181. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening.
Every year, I take thousands of business owners through the process of how to launch, grow, and scale highly profitable memberships in all kinds of different markets. And the thing that gets me lit up is just hearing the stories of like people taking this material and applying it and experiencing success.
Hi, hello, it's Marisa here, and in Stu Speak. Hot diggity dog. I have a very exciting guest to share with you today. All right, let's just cut to the chase, shall we? Probably for the last, well, definitely the last year, I often skirt around mentors. I talk about working with mentors. I talk about being inspired by mentors. But if you notice, I am very cautious about directly recommending. And that is not because I don't believe in the mentors that I'm working with or because I don't want to support them and their work, but merely because I take this, do we call this a relationship? I take this connection that we have here on the podcast, really everywhere. I take it very seriously. I have spent years in the online space, and many of you know this, you've been with me from 2006 until now. And I say that to say I do not take it lightly when I recommend anything to you, and especially someone I invite you to learn from and get to know better. Basically, what I'm saying is it's a really big deal for me to share a guest with you and to encourage you to learn from someone. I have reached a place in my career. I have reached a place in my education, and you also know this if you've been a longtime listener. I didn't invest in myself. Big mistake. For some reason, I'm always quoting that Julia Roberts Pretty Woman line where she walks into the Beverly Hills shop where the ladies were maybe just a little bit of a snob and refused to wait on her when she was dressed not to their liking. Anyway, I digress. Basically, I really, because I got to the online space early, and I think some of that is also just wisdom gained with living longer and realizing, I know you know this, the longer that you're alive, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. But there was a period in my life where because I got to the online space, I really felt that I was ahead of everyone and I, you know, no one was out ahead of me. People were figuring it out simultaneously, and I probably also didn't feel like I had the resources to invest in myself, but I wasn't seeking it out, and it did ultimately cause me to start stalling in my business. I wasn't even realizing it was happening, and I've touched upon this before, and we'll wrap it into stories coming very soon. I also simultaneously at this moment was investing in my health, and there were other things happening that were felt very big to me. So I can't say that I was just putting my head in the sand. It was a season of life where I felt like I had reached a place in my business and I felt like I could figure it out. And that is certainly one way to do it. But once you start growing in your life, and especially in your business, and especially your online business, you realize that the people you look up to the most They're investing in themselves. They are continually educating themselves. And I have reached a place now where, for me, this will be continual. There will always be a budget set aside for me to continue to learn with trusted mentors and coaches, because the more I learn, the more I realize I want to learn. I'm not going to just say, the more I learn, the less I know, although let's be honest, that's probably true too. I just continue to grow in the desire to want to learn even more because I get so excited. So you'll hear that in this particular episode. You know me, I'm always so excited, but especially in this one, that was my long version of saying I take it very seriously when I recommend someone to you. And today I am doing just that. 1 year ago in 2019, I stumbled upon Stu McLaren through his podcast, Marketing Your Business with Stu McLaren. You can find it wherever you like to listen to podcasts. You can find it there. And I had already started a membership. Actually, the very first time I started one was in 2012. Sean and I had one together called the Creative Coconuts. And how I wish I knew Stu then, and how I wish there was Tribe then, but it didn't exist then. It's a few years old. So I started one again because every time I've taught in the past, I've been asked, how can we keep working with you? And because I was in a place where I was also, you know, my other big mistake, I didn't outsource and get enough help as my business was growing. So I've constantly felt this push-pull between making my art and teaching. And I've shared this on a podcast before, I also was getting in my own way with my mindset at the time. So I won't go into all of that right now. You can listen to that in episode number 82, or early on I was labeling them CT for Creative Thursday, 82. Are you excusing or excusing yourself out of your success? It's personally one of my favorite episodes, and it was a big wake-up call when I realized the reason I wasn't further along in my business was because of me. Not because of any other reason, me. Choices I had made. So when I started to figure that out and I came across Stu's podcast, I started investing in my education a couple of years ago. And as I started to say, I opened the Creative Outliers, now the Expansive Artists. And I realized, well, Marisa, you can continue to figure this out for yourself, or you can move faster and get the help you need with the person who specializes in teaching people, communities, how to run and successfully grow a membership, and most important, take care of your members. And so it was a no-brainer because I've already learned this lesson. I've learned this lesson. And joining Tribe with Stu and choosing Stu as a mentor and a business coach, I've been working with him for this entire year, has been one of the best decisions I've made for so many countless reasons. Not only because, and I'm still a little bit shy about this, you'll know why, because Stu and I touch upon it at the end of our chat together, just sharing, wow, I had my best month in business. I've been in business a long time, close to 14 years. This past month, during COVID-19, during a pandemic, I expect to continue to grow my business. I truly do. I have faith in that. I am taking it one day at a time, but I did not anticipate that it would happen at this moment in time. Not at all. And every single choice I made that led to that really powerful month for me is due to what I've learned from Stu, pretty much. And also due to the people I've met within the community that I am so excited to be a part of. I have really sometimes been skeptical in the online space, as optimistic as I am. You know, not everybody has been incredibly generous or kind. They haven't really leaned into this concept of collaboration versus competition, or maybe they tend to put themselves on pedestals and act as if they're at a different level than you, and therefore they can't take the time to learn from you or engage with you. And all of that is, it's not how it needs to be. And it has so much to do with the leaders you surround yourself with, thereby the communities that they build and attract. Because I've never been part of a community where the members are so giving and generous and supportive in all different industries, including my own. We truly are not in competition with each other. That is definitely a continuing message that Stu encourages in his community. It is also a message I encourage in my community. And now more than ever, there's just no room for that other stuff. There really isn't. We are living in an amazing time for many reasons, especially right now. And I know as we move through this gently one day at a time, we will get to the other side and possibilities. I've said this many times, but new possibilities will reveal themselves to you. New connections. I believe old paradigms are shifting and falling away, and new paradigms of connection are happening. I believe that new ways of doing business online are being created. I believe new economies are being created. And one of the reasons that I continually feel optimistic is because I'm in a community of people who share a similar worldview. And I am led in that community by Stu McLaren. Because of my commitment to my education this year, showing up and doing the work, because that's what it takes. It really does. It takes choosing the right mentors. I've said this many times, continuing to learn, and then really not just listening to the guidance, but actually taking action and doing it and taking one step at a time. I can see what a turning point connecting with Stu and with Tribe has been in my life. It's bigger than just helping me grow my business and growing the expansive artists and having group coaching programs. And we just did online teaching boot camp, and we have a quarantine mastermind going, all in support of helping my women artists sell their work and grow their online businesses. All of that has grown, and I have grown. I have challenged myself. I have come up against myself many times. And instead of retreating, like I share with you in episode number 82, I have stuck with it. And as I record this intro for you now, I am so thankful for the year, for the moments I've felt challenged, for the moments that I've grown, for the successes I've had, for the opportunity to be shown what it means to lead with heart and also grow a really successful business, to connect with a genuine group of people who also share the same desire to have an impact and to just make a positive difference in the lives of others. It's just really been a beautiful experience, and momentum is just getting started for me, which is really exciting as well, because I can't wait to see where I will be 1 year from now, again, because I'll be going through Tribe as well. And I have to share with you that Stu, it only happens once a year. Stu is holding his annual workshop where he teaches you all about recurring revenue and how you can use the membership model to grow recurring revenue. And I'm telling you, when this person gives, he gives a lot. And it's all from the heart. It is just, it's very inspiring. So I invite you, the links are going to be in the show notes. As this episode goes live, it will be day 3 of the workshop. And then on Friday, and that will be 12 p.m. Eastern, no, 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time on today, Thursday, April 30th. And then on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific time, Stu will also come on to a Facebook Live in his Facebook group to answer a whole bunch of questions. And he does his best to answer them all. If you don't yet know about him, you will be meeting him now. If people don't yet know about him, they will. He's just a very inspiring person to be in the company of, to learn from, and you will be fired up. You will be fired up. I have heard from some of you that you are loving the workshop and it is opening possibilities in your mind that you hadn't thought of yet. And it will. And it's all free for you to tune into. They put a lot of work into this. And there are people that take what Stu shares in this workshop and they instantly put it to use. And they start building their memberships right away. As Stu often says, and I repeat back to him, Tribe works. Okay? It just does. It does. I'm living proof that it does. You'll hear a lot of stories from people who have also done the work, and it works. And it works from the free workshop, or if you feel so inspired that you end up joining Tribe, I will definitely see you there and you'll go deeper with all the material and you'll have an amazing experience, because I've never had a course experience like Tribe either. Basically, I've been listening to and learning from Stu all year, and I am still learning and will continue to learn, going circling all the way back to how I opened this intro. Because I am now in that frame of mind, I will never stop learning. And it also, every time I'm in the company of Tribe, I want to be better. And you know, I often reference the same sentiment regarding the podcast. I want you to, by the end of an episode, feel a little bit better than you did before. Maybe you have a new idea. Maybe you feel extra inspiration. Maybe you feel a little bit less alone. Maybe you will feel fired up and thinking about possibilities. We need that right now. We need more reminders. So I can't think of a better time to share a little bit of Stu's story with you. I invited him to be a guest on the podcast. He graciously agreed to also share time in the middle of what is a incredibly busy time where he is basically kind of nonstop talking and teaching the whole time. And I specifically asked him to come and talk to my creatives because, and we touch upon this within our conversation, the creative community is just blowing the doors off of this space. It's as if this kind of teaching, sharing, leading opportunity in your online business is meant specifically for creatives. It's really, sometimes I'm just speechless, honestly, because I've never witnessed so much progress in such a short amount of time. And that is also where I really have learned a lot from Stu and continue to want to refine this skill in my teaching and my coaching as well. And that is, if you work with me, if you're listening to this podcast, you come in contact with me in any way, I want to help you make progress. It's not enough. It's not enough, as I talked about a little bit before, to just be consuming information. I want to inspire you to take action. And with that said, I'm also learning to, as I jokingly said, I have a couple points I want to make before we dive into my conversation with Stu, to keep it tight. So I don't know that I'll ever be as tight with my points as Stu is. Although one of the reasons I love learning from him are his Stu rants, where he will share stories and specific examples and just really speak to the mindset involved with this journey. And you know how I feel about that. So I might not keep it as tight as Stu. And I realized when I opened the conversation, I asked if he would do his usual greeting. And I don't think I finished my thought. When he greets us for our live Q&As, he always says the same thing at the opening. And so that's what I was talking about when I asked him to give us that greeting here on this podcast episode. So giving you a long intro, I admittedly am, I think I am this way with all of my guests. I just get really excited to share people with you, people who have inspired me. I get a little bit gushy, a little bit like I just really appreciate people who are showing up in this world and making a difference and sharing with so much heart. I didn't always know that that existed in the way that it does, even though I've always intended to be that person in this space. But something, as I've said, definitely shifted for me at this point of the journey. And while I know this is a long, and especially long intro, I just have to clarify that we creatives, I know we are we're a little bit skeptical. We just are. I think it's partly how we're built. And I share all of this with you because it's super important to me as I begin to share more people I trust and people that I really believe in and people I've chosen to invest in and work with, that you know how deliberate I am being about my choices to share with you. Does that make sense? It's just really important to me that that be clear to you. Because I see a lot of us creatives, myself being one, digging our heels in and just resisting knowledge that could change your life and your business, and resisting making investments in yourself and your education and your craft. And I simply cannot stand by without saying, it's not how the world works anymore. You will grow and become better at what you are doing exponentially. So if you are feeling stuck in any way, you will grow when you choose to surround yourself with a community who shares your values, who is out ahead of you, and who is there to help you forward in, again, a collaborative spirit, not a competitive spirit. So I really have to emphasize this, and I invite you, if you've maybe been on the fence in that way before, I invite you to experience this workshop. I invite you to dip your toe into a learning environment that for you in particular could really be a game changer. I mean, really, really. So without further ado, enjoy my conversation with Stu McLaren, and I'll see you at the workshop later today and Friday and next week as well.
I feel like I should say to you, well, hello there. Will you do it for me, Stu? Will you do it?
Well, hello there.
It's me, Marisa, here with Stu for you. I'm teasing Stu right now because I have just been all in on Tribe this past year. You are probably the mentor and the business coach that I have invested the most of my time with. And I just can't thank you enough. I really appreciate you. And I'm incredibly, I'm honored that you're here. So thank you for that too. And I'm really excited to share more of the Tribe story. And I know this is, I was saying, I'm going to keep this tight. I'm going to keep it tight, Stu. I'm going to keep it to three things. But I would like for someone who may just be getting to know you, if you don't know Stu yet, you will. What led you in 3 seconds or less to the passion of memberships and helping people like me build our memberships, our community? I would love to know more or share with my listeners.
Yeah. Well, first of all, listen, thank you for that. I don't take that lightly. Like for me, like that's one of the things that lights me up is being able to work with great people like yourself and be able to have an impact, and where it all began for me was really like, I had a business model that was great. And, but it was me working one-on-one with clients. And the problem with that was that like, I couldn't scale beyond a certain point. And it got to the point where, I was really, I was doing quite well, but I was up early in the morning. I was up till late at night. I was burning the candle at both ends. And I had just gotten married to my lovely wife, Amy. And we were thinking about starting a family. And I was just like, the writing is on the wall here. If I don't change the way in which my business operates, I'm going to be, a husband that, is not there for my wife. I'm not going to be a present father. And that's the complete opposite of why I was doing what it is that I was doing. I started my own business to be able to give me that time, to give me that freedom, to be with the people that matter most. So something had to change. So for me, it all kind of started with a simple conversation. A friend of mine, we were chatting, and he suggested that I start a membership. This was back in 2008. And I said, well, what is a membership? And the way he explained it to me was he just said, look, Stu, think of all the things that you're doing for your clients one-on-one. He said, you could teach a whole lot of people the exact same things, help a whole lot more people, and create a ton of leverage in your business where you're teaching one time, but now you have hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands who could potentially pay you for that access to that information. So I was like, well, that sounds like a lot more interesting business model. So I looked into it, and ultimately what it ended up leading me to was I was not very technical. So I got, I was drowning in like all the technical setup, and I was moaning and groaning to a friend of mine who ultimately said, well, Stu, why don't we just create our own solution together? And I was like, dude, like time out. Like I am not technical. Like, there's no way I can go and program something. Like, did you not hear what I was saying? And he said to me, he's like, Stu, I've got a program that I've been working with for years. Like, let's just team up. And so we did. And we ultimately created what has now become the world's number one membership platform for WordPress, which is it's a plugin called Wishlist Member. And it went on to power literally tens of thousands of memberships in all kinds of different markets. And what was fun about that for me was I got to be behind the scenes seeing what, you know, the sites that were growing year over year were doing differently than the others that were not. And so I paid attention to them and I learned so much, and they were doing things that were counterintuitive as it related to their marketing, to their content, to the way they kept people happy. And I ultimately, you know, took that material and started applying it myself with a couple other memberships that took off and grew. And then people started asking me, how are you doing that? And so then I started teaching it, and that led us to where we are today, where, you know, every year I take thousands of business owners through the process of how to launch, grow, and scale highly profitable memberships in all kinds of different markets. And the thing that gets me lit up is just hearing the stories of like people taking this material and applying it and experiencing success. And so that's how we got to where we are. But it all started with a desire really for me to create more leverage in my business.
And it's such a perfect fit for you, because one of the reasons I've appreciated you so much as a mentor, and this really matters for how I want to show up in the world too, is just the heart that you have with what you do. It was, I know your whole story from the Halloween book to now, you know, it's that segment of time plus what, like 15, 20 years that we all get here. But it's as if it's just, you know, I know one of the tribe members were saying this just a few minutes ago. It's as if you were meant for this. And you know, you found your space in the world to be able to really impact people. This is a word that I say often, especially from being a part of tribe. And then the word ripple effect, it's so big. Like, it brings tears to my eyes constantly, just, you know, being in the company of all the people that you have helped, that I am learning with every single week, and seeing the industries that it's impacting. I'm like running around all the time, like from the minute of, so I joined Tribe in 2019, so exactly 1 year ago. And I was like, hello, why isn't everyone doing this? Like, if you have any desire to share, to me, there is no better opportunity to share in a way that will reach people, and you have this opportunity to do it with so much heart. And I think the reason I get so excited about this for the creative community, which we'll talk a little bit about, because we were just saying they are blowing the doors off of memberships. I want all my creatives to listen, all my artists. I think it's because we are naturally equipped to want to share. And I'll just keep using the word heart because it's part of like my mission to share from that space. Otherwise, why would we ever feel brave enough to like take something so personal, our art, if it's a painting or a writing or music, or, you know, I used to work in fabric design, like any creation that we make, it's so personal and it is meant to have an impact with someone. So I see this from the side of like the creative gets to either teach someone creatively, because it's every industry. You work with people with music, with quilting, with painting, with Heidi was just on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and Nicholas joined us as well. Like, these are all people that have that work with Stu, and just like the diversity within the creative space. I get so excited, if you can't tell. So if you don't mind, talk a little bit about what you see in terms of the creatives. And also, I know this is probably, we are recording this at such a unique time in our global experience. And I imagine a lot of people are, there's a side of them that they're really kind of itching to maybe explore something new. Maybe this is a moment for them to think about something different. And yet they're afraid because they would think, why would I start this now? Why would I think I could do this? And that's another thing, is that you do a great job with this. And I want to assure everybody, you get to start in Tribe. Like, you don't have to be someone with thousands and thousands of followers. It's, you get to start. I basically just feel like I keep saying heart, but I'm like, you get to start with heart. And if you show up that way, you got a very good chance of making all this happen.
Well, I think there's a couple things that you said that are really important. Like one, especially for the creative community, what we're doing is we're helping people and we're teaching a skill, you know, and there's really like, when I think about like three home run indicators for a membership, there's number one, if you're helping solve an ongoing problem. Now, what's an example of an ongoing problem? This is where like, you know, dog training would fall into that bucket. You know, you have a dog that's out of control, and you don't just go from a dog that's out of control to the perfect puppy like that. You know, or weight loss. Like you don't just go from being overweight to the perfect weight like that. Like that's an ongoing problem that takes time to, you know, resolve. And that makes for a perfect membership. The second category is when you're teaching people a new skill. And this is why the creative community is just like thriving, because, you know, what is that? You know, learning to paint, learning to do lettering, learning to draw, you know, learning to do surface pattern designs. Like, these are all skills, and you don't just go from not knowing how to paint to becoming the next Picasso like that. You know, that's yeah, exactly. That's a journey, right? Yeah. And so that's why these creative memberships are thriving, because people, they want to learn these skills. And then the third bucket is when you create convenience for people. And this is why, again, we're seeing, you know, the creative community are thriving here as well in a variety of different memberships. Like I think of Patty Palmer, who's a former art teacher, and she provides art lessons for other teachers. Booming membership. You know, she has since launched a second membership, much like Casey Hope has, providing art lessons for parents, because now there's millions of parents at home with young kids who, you know, are just craving, like, you know, structure and tell me what to do with my kids during the day. And so this is, you know, these memberships are booming. Like Casey Hope, she launched a brand new membership. This was a few weeks ago, and that's exactly what she does. She's providing art lessons for parents, you know. And you know, if we take a step back, like Casey has an art studio, like she has a brick and mortar art studio where every single day, you know, before all of this was happening, she was teaching kids art lessons in the art studio. Now, fortunately for her, she also had a calligraphy membership. And she was saying to me, like, thank the heavens that she had that, because it's helped her bridge this gap. But she also recognized, like, well, wait a minute, we are teaching kids art all the time. Like, now there's all these parents who don't know what to do with their kids. We can just transfer that online. So she did. She launched an art membership, ended up welcoming over 300 members, 300 monthly paying members, like during all of this time. And so I share that because what is that third bucket? It's about creating convenience for people. You know, those parents, they don't have to think about like what we're going to share with our kids. The lessons are just handed to us. The teachers don't have to think about what they're going to do in the classroom. The lessons are just handed to us. Another examples of those are like, I think of Shelly Brander. She has a membership that sends like a project of the month, and it's in the knitting niche. So she sends like the materials that people will need for that project. So people don't have to think. It's very convenient. Like that project shows up, and then they go on to the website and they follow, you know, the lessons to create that particular project. And this could be, we're seeing this being done in like but it's like sewing, like, oh my gosh, I'm showing my naiveness and not knowing my handiwork here. But anyways, but it's in like knitting niches, like sewing niches, like quilting niches. Like Maxi, she just finished a relaunch of her membership. She launched in October. She welcomed 289 members then. She just did a relaunch now, welcomed another 107 members, and that's in the quilting niche. Tamara Bennett, she just finished a launch. This was a few weeks ago. Welcomed 420 new members, bringing her total membership up to 1,127. And she teaches people how to paint decorative door hangers. Like, I didn't even know this was a thing. I this is what I love.
I didn't know either until I tried.
And so what I love about it though is like it, especially for the creative community, like when you're teaching people a skill, it's perfect for a membership site. And, you know, there are so many great examples. Jennifer Chamberlain is another one. You know, she focused, you know, one of her claims to fame, if you will, she takes pride in the fact, she says, like, I'm 52 and I launched this, you know? And so she helps, you know, a particular niche, you know, learning to paint, and her membership has continued to thrive. She's got hundreds of members in there now. So I just, you know, for me, like, I'm passionate about this for a whole bunch of different reasons. One, you know, obviously it creates stability in anybody's business, you know, like, and
yes, in mine, I am totally, I'm at the growing phase of mine, and I have been so thankful for it for a million reasons. I mean, you just, it's just, I think I've said this a few times within Tribe. I have spent, in 2006, I get all my year, my first website went up in 2004 for my business. Mm-hmm. And I have never experienced consistent revenue. Like, you know, it just, as an artist, you, it's wonderful. I'm filled with ideas. I'm creative. I can tap into that. But I do like to allow some breathing space. And it has been wonderful. Not only that, but, you know, of course, I get to help other people, other women primarily, do what I do and build a business online and believe in what's possible for them. That's why this whole experience has been so meaningful for me too, just to watch people take a moment where they didn't believe they could do something, and through your guidance and the support of the community, you know, feel like, yes, I can, and then start growing it. I mean, I've the people that you're mentioning have been a huge inspiration for me. They're just a little bit ahead of me in terms of building the membership. I'm like, I can do this too. I can totally do this too.
And here's what's amazing and why I get excited for you, because this is the thing with memberships is it's compounding success. So for example, like Christy Hawkins, when she came into Tribe, she did her launch and she ended up welcoming 76 members in that first launch. Fast forward a year. So she came into year two. She was right around like 180, 200 members. And then fast forward another year. So this is now like essentially two full years. She is over 900 members. So she went from 76 to 200 to 900. And I'm sharing this because this is common. Like Heidi Easley was the same way, like almost the same trajectory. And Heidi, you know, like her business before, you know, she had a business where she was, as an artist, she would make money painting surfboards. And she was running ragged doing that. And then she started doing paint parties, and, you know, she's had success there. And now she teaches people how to have, you know, successful paint parties. I think of Christy, like her business before, she was teaching painting lessons, like in the physical form, and they were always in evening classes. And it took her away from being able to like spend time with her daughters and watch their volleyball games. And she's like, she felt that tension. Like she wants to be with her kids, but at the same time, like painting is the thing that's paying the bills. And so she felt that tension. And so she doesn't have that anymore because she can spend the time with the kids and, you know, generate a significantly more amount of revenue that is far more leveraged. It's kind of like back to where I was, like, you know, she isn't limited to the classes. She can teach once and serve so many more people. And I just think that I just get lit up by that, you know, and I get lit up by what this makes possible for us, because speaking of Christy, she shared a beautiful story with me on a Facebook message. And long story short, one of her members in the membership took the painting lesson that she had delivered that month, and they went into an old age home, and they shared the painting lesson with all of the people in the old age home. And so they walked them through like doing all these paintings. And so these are people who probably haven't picked up a paintbrush in decades, you know? And she said that like the people were just lit up. Like they were so full of joy and happiness, just like being able to paint again and walking through like the lesson that Christy had created. And Christy said like she got this message, she was in tears. Like she said, like, you don't realize the ripple effect that we can have with our work. And who is going to absorb that work and how it's going to touch people's lives. And that is the huge part of having a membership, is like being able to go deep with these people and help them make progress in their lives.
I had one of my members on the podcast. She was like one of my founding members. So I actually started before Tribe. Thank God I found Tribe. I'm like, I've learned the lesson of trying to figure it all out myself for far too long. We talked about this. My ego got in the way. Oh no, not anymore. I'm like, give me as many places as I can learn from the best people. And I am all in for my members. I learn from them as well. Anyway, I had one of them come on. She was with me from the beginning. And then I found out that one of the new members who joined had listened to her very powerful, very personal story on the podcast that she really opened up about, who in that moment, after seeing her art in our community, knew that she had to paint, she had to have her paint a commission of her children.
Wow. And it's
like, I know that I'm at the, you know, the still kind of like the beginning stages of these stories. Cause as artists, we don't, one of the things that I teach my artists, like we've got to start talking about, you know, like what we're able to do, like tell the stories, let everyone
take
listen
pride
to
in
Stu.
It for sure.
It's not, as Stu always says, it's not the Stu show. This isn't the Marisa show. It's like truly about what is it, if you have the desire to share your art and your teaching and your, you know, your voice in this world through memberships especially, and you do that, how is that impacting someone? And it's like the every time, I know what you're saying, and I know every story that you're telling me because I love them. Like I hold on to them too. And every time someone shares that, I just go, oh my God, this is everything. This
totally
is everything. Like, this is why I get up, you know, and do what I do. I mean, I love that I get to make art and I am so thankful for that, but it is the same reason. It's when someone sees that art and they are, it touches a part of them. And in that moment, they feel better for the day. And truly that's what you get to do within a membership. I love that it's ongoing. Because it's never done. Like, even if you are Picasso, you're still going to be making art. You know, it really is the journey. So you get to take this journey with a community of people and you get to just grow together. And then as they grow, they start impacting other people. And that's where I'm like literally in tears so many times or on the verge of tears because I just get so moved by that. And it helped me, being a part of Tribe helped me reconnect and seeing your, the way that you lead this community and the way that you show up in the world. And I was just saying, you were this way before I ever invested a dollar. You were there, accessible, kind, generous. That's who you are. And then you go all in with your people and having this opportunity to see that, I have to tell you, ultimately connected me back to that part of myself. Where I felt like Stu's a wonderful example of a mentor who leads that way. And now I know that I can do that. Because we've all had experiences where, like you said, the guru is at the top of the mountain. That's not my world. That doesn't work for me. And you often think that that's what happens, but it's not at all. And that you can be an introvert, because a lot of us are, right, Stu? I'm like, I don't know that I need to leave my house again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good here.
I think I'm good. Sean and I are good here. I think we're happy. You don't have to, you can be an introvert. You can want to share, you know, with people and make an impact. And you can create consistent revenue for yourself. You can create convenience in your life. You can create convenience in the lives of someone else. And I know we have a couple of minutes. What would be if someone's sitting there going, but how could I do this right now? We're recording this, you know, in the middle of this pandemic. And why would it make sense for someone to start their business right now? And you can give us a Stu rant at any time.
Yeah.
Your inspirational Stu rant. Tell us.
I'll speak to why now. And then I also want to speak to the importance of sharing your message, because I think that that's something from I can relate to in a slightly other way. But so why now? Well, listen, there was a research study that was done over in the UK. They surveyed 2,000 people who had been quarantined. And they asked them a variety of questions specifically around, like, you know, what were they looking to do during this time? And the interesting part was 69% of those people surveyed said that they want to leave the quarantine having learned a new skill. This is why, my friends, memberships are booming right now. because people want to be productive. They want to use this time. So 69% of people said they want to learn a new skill. That is like learning to paint, learning to do lettering, you know, learning to do gardening, learning to do
and
all these
grow an online business. You know, a lot of us are now really in a position to help other people grow their online business.
That's exactly it. And so like, so 69% of people want to use this time, you know, to be productive, to better themselves. They want to leave with a new skill. 57% of the people said that they were looking forward to using this time to pursue passions that they've always wanted to do, but have never had time for. And interestingly, you know, you brought up Nicholas Wilton, like he closed his course for, you know, that teaches people how to paint fine art. And what he found was that he had people that didn't join the course initially because they said that they didn't have time. But then when all of the whole, you know, coronavirus and the quarantine and all that kind of stuff kicked in, he had a lot of those same people that were coming back to him saying, you know what, I have time now. Can I get in? Because again, it's representative of what was done in that research study. 57% of people want to pursue passions that they just haven't had time for. This is why now is an amazing time. And you couple that with the fact that more people are online than ever before, spending more time online than ever before. It is like the perfect storm, if you will, to be able to serve people at the highest level. And then the final thing that I do want to wrap up on and share with everybody is that I get that reluctance of, you know, wanting to share what it is that we're doing. You know, my wife and I, we have a nonprofit where we build schools over in Kenya. And we've now built 14 schools, sending more than 5,000 kids to school every year. And what was interesting was in the early days of that, it was kind of just a project of Amy and I's. It was kind of like a passion project that she and I were pursuing. And one of my dear friends and mentors, and he's also on our board of directors, his name's David. He said to me, he said, you know, what are you wanting to do here with this? I said, what do you mean? He's like, well, is this something that you want to grow? And I said, well, yeah, of course. He said, why do you do it? I said, dude, because it lights me up. Like, you know, through all of this, like, this is why I'm in business, like to make more money so that I can have more impact. And he said, so what you're telling me is that it's changed you as a person and as a business person. And I said, yeah. He said, wouldn't you want your friends to experience that same thing? I said, well, yeah, of course. He said, so why don't you tell them about it? And I sat with that for a minute. I said, well, I don't understand. He said, you never talk about like what you're doing over there. You know, you never talk about this project. You never talk about the meaning and why it's so, you're so passionate about it. He said, and it's almost selfish because there are so many of your friends and colleagues who would love to experience the same thing, but have no idea about it. And it was like this light bulb moment. I was like, oh my gosh, like he's right. And the moment that I started talking more about it, I started to track all these people who I had no clue were interested in, you know, helping in the same way. And that's what I want to share with everybody. It's like, until you start sharing, you have no idea who you will attract, who are also just as passionate, just as interested, and just as committed as you to learning that very thing. And so this is why I want to encourage everybody to share your work, to because it inspires, it motivates, it pulls people into action. And that's why we do what we do.
Yes. I have to let you go, Stu. I could talk to you forever. I thank you.
Thank you so much. It's great.
Stu's in the middle of his launch, so we have to let him also save his voice. And would you like to share where everyone, he only opens Tribe once a year. So I know this is going up tomorrow. We're recording this on Wednesday. It's going up the next Thursday. So I'll put all the relevant links in the show notes, but is there any place that you want to send people?
I would just encourage people to come join us. You know, Marisa, you're going to give them the links. And so at the end of the day, like, come join us. We do this one time a year and we'll show you how to take what it is that you know, love, and do and transform it into a membership that gives you the ability to help a lot more people, create a ton of stability in your business, and certainly have a lot more fun doing it. So come join us. It's we do this free workshop one time a year. This is it. And we'll walk you through it.
Yes. Thank you again, Stu.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. join Stu in the free workshop. All links are in the show notes, and I'll see you there. Let me know. Keep me posted. I'm excited for you and all the possibilities that are coming your way. Until next time, friends, thank you for listening.